Welcome to Off Grid Ireland. Alan, you want to give us just give the people a quick rundown and then we'll get into it.
It's actually quite a long story. Initially, we were working late one night. It was about 2 o'clock in the morning. We wanted to finish the project. So the wife went downstairs, Christine, and she was going to make us a cup of coffee. When she was down and she came back up, she said there's some strange noises coming from the house next door. Now, the house next door was semi-derelict. Nobody was living there. All the lights were out. And she eventually convinced me to come downstairs. So I come downstairs and I could hear automated machine noises. It was a beeping noise in sets of three beeps, and I could hear a flushing noise, and it was just odd. But we'd had enough by then, so we didn't get to the coffee. We went back upstairs, and I was curious, so I put my phone on record. I stuck it out the window, pointed towards the building. And the following day, when I played it back, I could hear noises of the automated machines, but we could hear noises of like women and children, young children, crying and screaming for help. And it's all gone on from there, really.
It's a fascinating story. So, are these screams like, how long were you living in the house, actually? I'll start it from there.
Well, we weren't living in the house as such. We actually lived in Bulgaria. We bought the house and it was meant to be a project for our retirement. So we first bought the house in 2008. And we were living in it on and off. We'd come back in the winter, we'd do some of the work. It was a fire damaged property. Initially we put the roof on, and we were just doing it up bit by bit.
And the noises, like, are they audible, like, through your ear, or is it, are they only coming up on the recording devices?
No, this is what a lot of people misunderstand. You can't hear these noises with your ear. We could only catch them with recorders, so we used to put the recorders in, and we'd leave them in until the batteries went flat, and we'd pick them up whenever we could. So everything that was happening like X number of days behind the reality of it.
It's really fascinating. And were you renovating? You weren't living there at the time then, were you?
We used to stay there from time to time. Yeah, sometimes we'd stay there for maybe up to 3 months at a time. We did stay there, but we've never heard anything before then, and you couldn't catch it with the human ear at all. We put recorders all around the house. We used to, at the end, we were using four recorders in different places and testing different areas to work out where the noises were coming from. I mean, we tested everything, every drain pipe, every old bit of electrical wiring, the two drains. We even put microphones outside, recorders outside the house, so we could see if it was street noise and compare it with the noises that were inside the house. And eventually, we found out that it was coming from underneath the basement floor, or appeared to be.
So there is a there's a ba is there there is a basement in the house, is there, that you go downstairs into it, or?
Yeah. In front of our house, it's an old setup. In front of the house was a Vietnamese nail bar. Above it was a flat. Now, we owned the flat that was above it, and at the back of all that was a house. Now, underneath the Vietnamese nail bar, there's a cellar, and underneath our house, there's two cellars.
And tell us a bit about some of the, like, the corroboration that you got, like, from other people coming in and stuff like that.
Well, it was a strange thing to start off with. I considered it really dangerous, so I didn't let anybody go in. And then the more it went on, I thought, well, we can't do any harm. So I let people go in. Some of them were ghost hunters. They were looking for a paranormal angle and things like that. And in total, nine of them, nine different people went back to the house and recorded noises for themselves. We made a documentary about it that's called The Aberford Untouchables. And every single person that went there came away thinking, no, it's not, it's criminality of some sort.
Yeah, because when I first heard about it, like, my mind first went to, like, ghosts, or demonic, or something like that. And then I listened to some of the stuff, and I'm blown away by it. I can't make head or tail of it. I'm thinking, is this a hoax, or is it, or what is it? But today we were talking about it. Is there someone said to me that Wales has lots of mine shafts and stuff. Have you ever looked into anything like that?
Amersfoort's an ex-coal mining town, so yeah, there's lots of mines in the area. They also used to mine minerals, but there are some tunnels in the general area. There was a lady, again in the Amersfoort Untouchable, she did a separate investigation to ours, and she found a tunnel in the old children's hospital, which she thinks is channeling the noises to our house.
It's fascinating. And was there some, did you find, discover a tunnel or something, or something like that? Someone was saying to me.
We come across different things like ground penetrating radar and things like that. We spoke to some guys that used to do that, but they all said the same thing. It's not going to work in the area we're in. And then we come up with acoustic sonar. And the acoustic sonar pinpointed a tunnel, or it pinpointed some form of void in the garden of the house behind us next door. And the owner of the shop phoned us up. And out of the blue, and asked us about it and where it was. So we told him, but his call seemed a bit on the suspicious side. So we took photos before, and all of a sudden, this area got completely landscaped. There were bags of rubble arriving, and we just think it was filled in.
And I suppose for people listening that haven't come across any of the stuff, obviously I put the link on the main channel so people can find the stuff on YouTube and that. But what were some of the sounds like? Tell us about these gunshots anyway, because that was fascinating.
The gunshots was a strange one. Two ladies went back to the house and they recorded some noises. And as it happened, we couldn't get back to pick up the recordings for it was at least a fortnight. It was quite a bit of a period in between. And Christy was listening to them and she said to me, "Alan, it's gunshots." And at the time, I just more or less, she'll tell you this, I more or less ignored her. I'm thinking it's like you're hearing a car backfiring or something like that. I said, no, it's gunshots. So I thought, okay, I'll listen to it just to put her mind at rest. And it's gunshots. I've got no doubt about it. There's a guy called Dan Beetzels, a former US soldier. He's trained in identifying weapon systems. So he says, without a doubt, one of the weapons is an AK-47. And you can hear these, but not only can you hear them, there's one recording we've got which sounds more like a shotgun. And in between the shots, you can hear somebody screaming.
I heard some of them. They're really unnerving and terrifying. But you've heard some from children as well, have you?
There's quite a few of young children. They are quite difficult to listen to. They're crying, they're screaming for help, but I don't know, it's the anguish in their voice. It comes across. There's another one of a lady I don't think she's gone into shock. She just seems to be in extreme distress and she says, "Why, Gareth, why? The baby's died." It's just the way she says it. If you listen to it, you'll see what I mean.
Give you chills up your back. So basically, yeah, just to recap, so you're in the house, you what alerted you first? But could you hear something but you couldn't pick up what it was, or what was it that first alerted you to it again?
The first thing that alerted me was when Chris said there's noises coming from the house next door. It's a semi-derelict house, and it was about 2 o'clock in the morning, something like that. And when I went down, but there weren't the noises sort of screaming and things like that. It was just the automated machines I had. If it wasn't for me putting my phone out the window, I wouldn't have caught the stuff that was actually in the background.
Yeah, it's really something else. And
Alan,
the
Gavin, sorry, I'm just going to jump in here real quick. Alan, did you when you heard these sounds and you established that you felt that there were voices of children in distress, did you approach the authorities in with the findings that you had?
We've shared everything we've had, and we always have done with the police force. We've been given access to all the recordings. Now, the police force will tell you that those noises are background noises that are expected around my house.
So they haven't come to investigate at all, have they? They haven't
Yep.
come out to hear them themselves or anything like that.
They've not come out to investigate, but at one point they did They did nothing to start off with. For the first time I reported it, they didn't do anything. And out of absolute frustration, I started contacting other police forces and telling them about it. After about 6 weeks, they did do a mini investigation. Now, it consisted of two police officers were standing outside the house next door,